Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Last week, we're talking about the din that on a matir, there is no din, there's no chalois of pigol on a matir. In order for there to be a din of pigol with the chiyuv karis, it has to be a niter. Something has to be matir it. We mentioned about like a Rishayim, the Rambam, and Tesvis, and Kama places, whether or not by a matir it's even not even puzzle, or it's puzzle, except that it was Adachi of course. But you have cases of a matir, all the cases that we have in the Mishnah in Zvachim, which tells us that there is no din pigul because there is no niter, a kaimitz of the vayda. We have Michas Kahan and Michas Kayamashiach, Michas Mitzachim. All the cases where we have, because it's a matir and not a neter, that the din is, there is no din pigul. But is there a chalais psul? Or is there not taisis in kama places? We saw taisis in Yumi holds that there is a psul. But in kama places, taisis in Zvachim, taisis in Menachis, taisis in Yuma, There are a couple of places where Taisus holds that there is no psul. And the Rambam holds that there's a lav. The psul itself is there. And that's the din that we have. And what we spoke about was, again, the beer of Taisus and Tzvachim, where Taisus has a suffix by Shvich HaShirayim, whether by Shvich HaShirayim, it has a din of a matter, should you say the svara, because the dab was really part, that the Shvich HaShirayim was really part of the original entity, that every drop could have been about there or not. And we spoke from Kivager's Kasha in Zvachim. Why? That Lechaira, what is Taisus the Suffolk? We have a Gemara Mefereshes over here in Menachos, that the Shirai Shiarei Adam, there is no pigle, because it's a matter, it's all part of the dab. So what exactly is Taisus? And for that, we brought in the Rabbeinu Moshe Mikbutniza, the Rabbeinu Yankim Be'alaynish, in explaining what the Hezbra of Taisvus is. I wanted to add one at the Kuda that we have over here. We just had, in the whole of it, the Shita, that which we had in Rav Yaisi, that is, that you can only, and we paskin this then also, you can only be mefagel mechutz lechutz, or you can mechutz lechutz, if you have an avayda, you're doing an avayda of chutz. When something that you're being mefagel, a machshava, you're coming to be mefagel mechutz, that's fine also. For example, you're mefagel machshava's pigel by the shechita, that you're going to be the shechit the shirayim tomorrow. Classic case over there. The din is, there's pigul, you're thinking about a machshava during an avayda that's done b'chutz, onto another avayda that you plan to do b'chutz. We had a suffix, it's machlaikis, vaisnais, the Rambam, the Tesfis. Let's say you had the machshava of an avayda that you were doing mithmim, or an avayda that you want to do mithmim. The Rambam holds over there would be pigul. There's pigul because as long as you're doing the avayda and you're thinking about another avayda that's done in the same makayim, it's able to be pigul. However, if you're doing an avayda b'fnim, thinking about what you're going to do b'chutz chutz uzmano, or you did an avayda b'chutz thinking that you're going to do an avayda b'fnim chutz uzmano, that already is not going to work. And according to Taisvis, Vice Tais, he holds that the din is, we shall to arrive at the Raivin and Teres Kayanim holds like that also. And that is that if you're thinking about Avayda Bithnim to do another Avayda Chuslis Mano or that Avayda which is also done Bithnim, there is no pigul according to the way Taisvis learns. It's not only where you're thinking Bithnim or something that's done B'chutz, or you're thinking B'chutz on something that's done Bithnim. If a Machshava that's done Bithnim, even if you're doing an Avayda Bithnim, it's not going to be pigul. Pigul has to be where you're doing it dafke, where an avayda that's done b'chutz, or something that's done b'chutz. If you're doing it b'fnim, or chutz, chutz on p'nim, it's not going to work. And Tosfos argues with the Rambam, when you're doing an Avodah Bifnim and you're thinking about an Avodah Bifnim. And the Raivin at Eretz Chaim also. What I wanted to know is the following. You see, Gevaldik Izach went to the Lake Tzum. Gemara says, we have a Gemara Tzvachim, and we have the same Gemara in Menachos. When a person shechs the Shlomim, he could shech the Shlomim, not Dafke, of course, if it's often. He could shech the B'chol Bakam Ba'azara. The Shlomim he shechs B'chol Bakam Ba'azara. Let's say he goes and he shechs the Shlomim in the Heichol. What?
It works. How can it be excellent? Very good.
How can it be? So if a person will shech by shlamim bifnim, it's a good shlamim. He can do that. Not that country. It has to be b'tzofa. So you hear right away what the suffix is going to be. Let's say he goes and he shechs the shlamim bifnim with the hagvada to be shaybach shirayim. Is that called an avayda? He's doing it b'fnim or something b'chutz. It's not called an avayda b'fnim. An avayda b'fnim is something that has to be done b'fnim. He goes, for example, and he's being mazeh on chatos apnimius with the kavada to be shevach b'shirayim b'chutz. Tos b'fnim. Now you're talking. But in case where he shechted a shlobin, it's true that he shechted the shlobin b'fnim, but it's not an avayda b'fnim. This is a suffix of the sheet of a kubetzis or dafte zayin. And if you take a look or dafte zayin of a base in the my gemara is the second column. I have two columns. I don't know in your gemara is it's ois chav ches in the sheet of a kubetzis or dafte zayin of a base. Or dafte zayin of a base. There he has the suffix. In this case like this, at Ice Chav Ches, we have a case, Kashal Hatzar Bein Ifra, the Liel, Hayoime Bifnim Diomar, Haredi Shaychit Amadas Lishmach Shirayim Lamachar, the Hainu Bechutz, where the Shirayim are Nishmachim on the Mizbech Achitzen, the Maile Amin and Bechichoshiv, Bifnim, Paslay, Kihana, Kulu, Lahavati Dvarav, and that, he was talking about that case. But now he comes and he says the following. Lahavati Dvarav, Elisha, Makshavisha, Bifnim, Midabar, Hanasa, Bechutz, Lo Pigil, Shema, Svirale, he's saying Chad, the Rabbi speak me, the Sarme, Yavra, the Shema, Svirale, maybe he holds, the honey meaning the machshava bifnim, the davar hashayich bifnim, kigayin hazah, aval shchita, the avaydes chutz, afilu ayin bifnim, kari le machshava chutz, kari machshava chutz, the davar anasa chutz, the tzarachin, he claims the tzarachin, what is going to be the din over there? What? That's appropriate for that. That's din is for that. So what we have to say is side stick in Shiloh. What is it totally on this thing? He's thinking bifnim, but a davar nasa b'chutz, but it's not called bifnim. He can be bifnim, but it's not an avodah bifnim. It's an avodah chutz that he could do bifnim also. But that's not like an avodah, which is something which is unique. Dafke, it's an avodah bifnim. It's not called an avodah bifnim. It's an avodah chutz that he could do bifnim also. What is this din that we learn out from a shlomim? That the template for this din is the din that we have by Shlomit, and therefore it does not qualify for the pigle. Does it include this case? All right, it's our suffix. What I want to know is the following. We'll see what you have to say about this. When we talk, this will be enough, Kamina. This will be a legitimate case. What will be in this case? Let's say we're talking about Chatois HaPnimius. Chatois HaPnimius, the Hazois, are done bifnim, and each one of the Hazois are ma'akib. It's not like a Chatois Chitzayna. We pass it like Beisilo, you have a Chatois Chitzayna, and you do one Hazois on the Karen, on one Karen, without doing the hazos on the other three kronos, it's good with the evid by chatos achitzayim. Not so by the chatos apnimis. That's one difference between chatos achitz and chatos apnimis. But there's another very big difference also. By chatos apnimis, there's a din of tefilas etzba. And there's no pasuk of tefilas etzba. By chatos achitzayim, even though avadi, you have to have tefilas etzba. You can't do it without tefilas etzba. How do you make a hazah? When you're talking about b'fnim or b'chutz, chatos apnimis, chatos achitzayim. The only way to do it is, you need a tefilas etzba. By chatos achitzayim, except that by one, the pasuk says it. The other one, the pasuk doesn't say it. The nafkamina is whether you can be mefagel by tefilas etzba. And that's the Gemara and Zvachim. And not get gimel. The Gemara holds you can be mefagel by tefilas etzba. Because it's an avodah that's ma'akev, the kapara, you have to have the tefilas etzba. Can you be mefagel by tefilas etzba? Can you not be mefagel by tefilas etzba? The din is, we paskin, the Rambam paskins like this, that you can be mefagel, you are able to be mefagel by tefilas etzba. You're going, you dip your finger into the dab to be mazit. The din is that you're able to, the din is you're able to be mefagel, that's the maskun. But, remember we had the Gemara at the beginning of this parrot by Likud Levina. By Likud Levina, you can also be mefagel. Gemara says, why could you be mefagel by Likud Levina? You can be mefagel by Likud Levina because it's Bechlal Halacha. Why do you need that Svara of Halacha? We said the Rajma does not learn like that. We have a Rajma over here in Menachos Odav Zayin. That the, you see, the Rajma had to learn. It's a very difficult Rajma because of that Gemara. The Rajma did not learn according to that. The Maskotas Gemara. He also can be mefagel even if you go and you pick up your Magbia the Bisa for him to go and take do the Kmitza. You can be mefagel even the that Maisa Hakbar. So how did he learn earlier? He has to be able to fit into one of the Dalit Avaitis. If the template for Pigel is Dalit Avaitis, it has to be able to be Shaykh the Shlomim. That's why Lachamishnah, when they say that the reason is, that's why the Gemara needs that Svara, that has to be Bechlal Halacha. In the same way, the Gemara in Zvachim, also the same thing, the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, why is it that you're able to be Mefagel by Tfilas Etzba? Because Tfilas Etzba is a process that helps you get to the Hazor. And therefore, it's called Halacha also. Tfilas etzba has the mailot identified as halacha. And it's the din of pingel that we have by halacha, the Gemara says, that's why you can be mefagel by tfilas etzba. Why do you have to have that? So say, if you're able to be mefagel because of the tfilas, and say you don't have the svara of halacha, you have to have halacha, the Gemara holds. You have to have halacha because it has to fit in to the parsha of shlomim that defines what the din of pingel is. The Rambam says you can be mefagel by tefilas etzba. The Rambam says a different lashon in the same way he holds that likut levina is different. Likut levina, according to him, is not based on halacha. Likut levina, remember, according to the Rambam holds, it's part of the kmitza. It's part of the kmitza, not because of halacha. And over here, when it comes to tefilas etzba, the Rambam says, what's the reason that you're able to be mefagel by the tefilas etzba? Because it's bichlal, the hazah. It's one long hazah. Which means what? The hazah, where does the hazah start? And where does it finish? The pashas you learn, the hazah is, that's us when you shoot it against, when it hits it. When you do it. No, not when it hits it. I'm sorry. Not when you hit it. That's a mistake. Misspoke. The hazah is when you do the act of throwing it. Why am I saying it? Like, why is it a mistake? Because, well, let's say you became a balmum while the dab is in midair. But it says in that case, whether he's a psul of mum or not, or it's not a psul of mum. Gonna make it up Gemina. Taisus and Zvachim, Also, the Maisa Hazar, it's the Maisa itself of the Hazar, not in the fact that as well as in flight, it's different. All right, but not, so that, we'll leave that. But what the Gemara, so the Rambam says, the reason why you can be mefagil by Tfilas Etzba is because of the fact that it's Bechlal the Hazar. What is Hazar? According to the Rambam, the Hazar does not start with the Mamasha hitting the carrot. The Hazar starts, and not only with the shooting of it, it starts where you're dipping your finger into the dam with that part. That's all one big Maisa Hazar. I ask you.
So by
Chitzonius, you can't be befuddled by that. By Chazon, the Gemara says only the whole Shilom of the Gemara is Vachim. Yeah, it's harder to hear. You're right. I mean, it's hard to hear, but the Gemara's whole Shilom is Vachim. Is only by Tfilas Etzba, by Chatos HaPnimius, because it says V'tavah. And therefore, by there, it doesn't say V'tavah, therefore it's Mechalik between these two things. I hear, but it's different than that. But there is going to be a difference between the act of Tfilah by the Chatos HaChitzainis and the Chatos HaPnimius. That's true. But, where do you do the Tfilas Etzba? Where do you do the Tfilas Etzba by Chatos HaPnimius? You're going to wind up doing it. You do it bifnim. What do you have? First of all, I don't know, maybe even possible to do it another way. What are you doing? You're going to do the Tfilas Etzba b'chutz. And then what? You're going to do the Tfilas Etzba. You want your finger, but your finger's going to get full of dab. And then you're going to go into the Heichol. And then you're going to do it. It's possible. Maybe it is possible. But one thing is Bar and Lechaira. What? Oh. Yeah. So over there is, so where do you do it? You do it bifnim. Now, let's say it's only halacha. So why do you do it bifnim? Practical. It's halacha. You can do halacha means do it, get it there somewhere. Where do you have to do it? You do it bifnim, you do it mechutz. You do it bifnim. You can do it bifnim. Let's say, we'll learn that that's the pshat, that it becomes halacha. And you're mefagel by the Tfilas Etzba. But a davar hanase bifnim. What will happen? In life, if you're going to tell me that the pshat is, and a davar hanase bifnim, or a davar hanase b'chutz, it means that the din is, it has to be done b'chutz. The din is, it has to be done bifnim. So where is the din? There's no din that has to be done bifnim. You can do it b'chutz. Practically speaking, if he's a practical person, he'll do it bifnim. That's not enough to be called bifnim. Now then, let's say it's b'chal v'hazah. Let's say it like the Rambam, that tfilas etzba is an integral part of the hazah. The hazah, avada, the hazah has to be done bifnim. So what will happen? According to the Rambam, charvin afkaminik, maldukin afkamina, signed afkamina. If it's Bechlal, the din of Hazar, the din of Hazar has to be done bifnim, it's Bechal Hazar. The Chard of Isa Tfilah has to be done bifnim. If it has to be done bifnim, let's say it'll be Mephagil by the Tfilah, what to the Shirayim that are going to take place with Chutz? You won't be able to be Mephagil. On the other hand, let's say you learn like Taisus. That the reason, let's say you learn that they're not like the Rabbah. You learn Kipashta something Gemara in Zvacha. That it works with the din of Hailacha. No, so you do it bifnim, but you didn't have to do it bifnim. You've done it, you're going to do it b'chutz. It's like the case of the Shita, where a person will shech the shlamim bifnim with the machshava speaker that he's going to be shech shirayim b'chutz. Over there, so the Shita is something over there. Is that called something that's done bifnim thinking b'chutz? You can see b'chutz, the fact is that he's doing practically, he's doing the Shita of the shlamim bifnim. Doesn't make it an avayda that's done bifnim. The definition of avayda that's done bifnim is something that has to be done bifnim. Just because you choose to do it bifnim, like a shlamim, does not mean that it disqualifies it from pigul. It's not pigul, it's not an avayda that's done bifnim. You did it bifnim, you could have done it bichutz. Over here, comes on a very big nafkamina, the maisa tfila for the chatos apnimius, when he dips his finger into the dam. Does that have to be done bifnim? Or can be done b'chutz? Practically, you want to do be practical? So you don't want to go to the other side of the Heichol, into the Heichol, where there's a tzad that maybe the dam could dry up. But it's not a din as a, that it has to be done with him. On the other hand, the Rambam holds it's bechlal v'hazah. He doesn't hold like the Gemara that says that the reason is because of floods like halacha. Bechar, we have a chiddush according to the Rambam that it has to be done with him. It's called an avayda that's done with him. You won't be able to be befagel on the avayda that's done
bechutz. You don't have to say that even according to the Rambam it could be done bechutz, but it's a chiddush of an
avayda that's done. He calls it hazah we're talking. No, why? You get, once there's a din of a hazah, the hazah by previous has to be done with him. If it's mechal, that mechal is not the stabber. I think you do. Because if the din of a hazah, there's a din that the hazah is not the hazah, but hazah sa previous has to be done with him. So what do you say? That part of the hazah has to be done with him, part does not have to be done with him? That's shchita. The shchita's case is the case of shchita. No, yeah, there we have a svara by Shlomim. Shlomim is able to be done b'chol makom ba'azara. And therefore, so the Gemara says, why is it that you're able to shech the Shlomim in the Heichal? Shlei tafel chomer min a liquor. And therefore, the ikker is that it's all Pesach, it's a tafel. It's tafel to the ikker, which is the Heichal. Alright, so he also, Gemara says, you can shech to the Heichal also if you want. But here, what you can do with him, it's not because of a svar like that. It's because it's called hazah, the Rambam holds. It's tchilas hazah. And therefore, because it's tchilas hazah, what's it as a sheva being the hazah, and the hazah has to be done with him. So how you're talking about it, it becomes an avaydus pnim. Does the chalai shev on it as being an avaydus pnim? What's an avaydus pnim? Chari, you can't be befagel with avaydus chutz. Chari, that's what should come out. Chari, by tchilas hazah, but it'd be a very big nafkamina. If you learn like this, I think Mechari should come out that be a very big nafkamina like this. Another thing we have over here is, now, the Gemara says like this. Gemara now comes, and the Gemara says, we're on the Yadalan of the Bays. But the Gemara now says, after the Gemara said in Rabbi Yossi, that really, according to the way the Gemara in the end came out, if he's mefagil the yerok shel yamin, even he agrees that the yerok shel small is pickled out like Rav Hun. Except that he holds like it also terminated one thing, terminated one goof, two goofim, and therefore makes it up to me to how you express it. But now, so the Gemara then says, by Rav Yechonet. Pigel, but I'm gonna say the Gemara, but then I'll come back to it because I want to do something else. Rabbi Yechonin declares he was mefagel by the lach beitayda to think that the lach beitayda he wants to eat chutzlis mano. Mahu. What? Without what? Can't hear you. Lach beitayda. Yeah. Diga balach beitayda mahu. Or, the minchas mafe mahu. What is this issue that we have? Rashi over here comes and says, "Pigil balach beitayda, shehem arba minim." There are four types of bread that we eat by the tayda. Upigil beyachad min haminim. He's mefagel by with one of the minim. Miplegi. So they argue, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanim, just like they argued by the lach beitayda from the two starim of lach beitayda. Just like they argue by the two chalas of the shnei lechem, they argue over here also or not. We pligi Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanan b'ha in the spaglu acherim alof. They say that the whole carpet is one big goof in the spaglu acherim, and therefore you're mefagel with one of the lechem, one of the chalas, the whole thing becomes pigel or not. The amrei came at the zevach echad. Matiran, what zevach? The zevach is batir all the chalus. Skichad domya. Odiel came into lav chad minis. A separate minim. Maybe we should say pulling Rav Yosi on that. And similarly to that, we have the minchas mafei sana. What's minchas mafei sana? She yeshba shnei minim. By Minchas Bapei Sadr, there are two meaning, Hey Chalas and Hey Rekikin. There are five Chalas and five Rekikin. Exactly what the difference between Chalas and Rekikin is, doesn't say anywhere except the marker for that comes from an Eben Ezra. The difference between Chalas and Rekikin, Chalas are thicker, Rekikin are wafer, more like wafers, thinner. Can you have our Beperik Atayna? Halima the Reb Shimon, the Gemara is asking Halima the Reb Shimon. What is Reb Shimon hold? Gnasim Lahu. Mahu. Mi Omar. Pile the Kaimitz Echad Lishneya. There's one Kaimitz for all of the, for all the things that you have. I mean, whatever it is, Chalos and Rikikin, they take one Kaimitz from both after you go, and it's Pasas Hasa Pitim, and you break it apart, and you do the Kmitzah. You do the Kmitzah from that, you do from everything together. And therefore, well, probably Reb Yosi. Maybe he looks at it as all one entity. The Impigo Mechalas, these Paglu Rekikin. Therefore, he's Mefagil that way by the Chalas. Then in that case, it's Pigal also by the Rekikin. It's all one thing. Let's say he shechted the Taita. But as they eat the Chalas, Chutzvah's Mano, do the Rekikin also become Pigal or not? Never came to stay meet in public. Maybe it's, he shouldn't argue with that. Maybe he doesn't hold like that. Maybe it could be the same. Except that over there, maybe you can ask over there also. Except that over here, they're separate meaning, and because they're separate meaning, it could be different.
Huh?
It could be different. There's about. It could be different also. Who I did have a butzer to be loyber. Kike does here. She ain't stay meaning. Oh, there, it's Rekikin. You can have Chalas and Rekikin also. It'd be the same thing. So what do we have the way Rashi learned it? We're assuming Reb Shimon. Why Reb Shimon? Who's Reb Shimon? We have a three-way machlokes when it comes to a mitchas bafei sador. One is the shita of Reb Shimon. The other is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the other one is the shita of Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds Beshum Eifen. You cannot ever have chalas, half chalas, half rekikin. You can do it with you while you have a choice. Either all chalas or all rekikin. You can never split it up. Either take 10 chalas or 10 rekikin. But if you take 5 rekikin and 5 chalas, the whole thing is possible. You can't have that. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds, l'katchila, you need 10 chalas or 10 rekikin. But the Evid, if you want, God, but the Evid, you can have half chalas and half rekikin. And then we have Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds, l'katchilim. If you want, you don't have to have it. But if you don't have to have it, you know, you could have, of course, according to Reb Shimon, 10 chalas or 10 rekikin. But if you want, you can split it to 5 chalas and 5 rekikin. So we have an option, if you want, you can do it. Reb Yehuda holds, that you don't have, you have an option with the Evid, not the Katchila. The Katchila, you can't do it. With the Evid, you can split it. And Rabbi Yossi holds, you can't even do it with the Evid. It's important to know this machlokes. Because when the Rabbah brings this thing that we have here, what?
What's up with the Evid? What's
called? With the Evid means that the carpet is okay.
No, but I mean, what? How is the Evid? Is the Rabbah
to
do that?
Well, you did it. You may be not allowed to do it. Oh, that's not on. The speaker is not on. So, if you did it, look, it's good. Therefore, if you did it, it works with the Evid. With the Evid, if you did it, it works. Therefore, it will be able to work. You'll be able to have such a carbon. By Michas Mafei Sadra. Huh? Oh, no. So now if you want to do it L'Katchila, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't. You're going to have to get it. The evidence, it's not good. That's the machlokes that we have later on Daf Samach Gimel. You just take a pick, a peek. It's it was Daf Samach Gimel over base. You see over here at the end of the Perek, B'Kolam Nachas Balas Matzah, there it brings it where we have this machlokes. Brings the three-way machlokes that we have. Here's a lekarben echav and never bachalos or rekikin biata rotsa lahavi chalos maybe rekikin maybe Mepsachals, Mepsa, Rikikin, maybe. And, Ubayulon, the Kaimitz Mishneyim. And the Yemdin Kamatz, the Olam Yada, Meyachad, Al Shneyim Yotzev, Rab Yaisi, Rab Yehuda Omer, Minayim Yoyim Harei Olai, Minchas Mapei, Shalo Yavi Mechza, you can't, Meshum Eifin, bring Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rekikin. Tabad Leimar, Mechal Mincha, Shetay Yotzev Batan, or Chalasim Barcheshes, Vial Machabas, Lokaida Makri Baisa, Lo Siyin. Okay, Mechal Mincha, Mulu, Hashem, and Mechareva, Then we have Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir, Kavar, Rabbi Shimon. Abulah came and exib, Beshevin, Bashevin, command exib, carbon, carbon, dummy. Rabbi Shimon, he looks in, Beshevin, Beshevin, Havamina, Dafke, Mepsa, Chalos, Mepsa, Rikikin. Abul Chalos, the Chudayu, Rikikin, the Chudayu, maybe you can't. Kabashulan, you have options. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have options. You want to bring all Chalos? Fine. You want to bring all Rikikin? Fine. You want to bring Mepsa Chalos, Mepsa Rikikin? Fine, very good. But Shimon is the only one that holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds B'dievin, it will work. Not Mekatchila, you can't do that. Rabbi Yehuda even B'dievin. What's interesting is, the Rambam doesn't bring how he passes. We know that he does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. He does not hold Mekatchila, you can bring it. Whether he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, whether he holds like Rabbi Yaisi, that already is another thing. Whether he holds that b'di'evin, he doesn't bring it. That's the Chofetz Chaim. Look at the halachas. The Mishlo Melech, Bamertzit, the Chaschinuch. That, it's not clear in the Rambam how he holds. And it's very important to know this because of how the Rambam holds. The problem is because the way Rashi learns, this suffix that we have here in this Gemara is based on two shitas. First of all, it's Reb Shimon. That Rashi says, the shaila that we have is that it might be two midim, is based on Reb Shimon who holds that if you want, you can bring chalas or half and rekikin half. Okay. The second part of the shaila is that it goes like Reb Yaisi. Now, the Rambam's basket, the shaila we have is Reb Shimon. Therefore, the chaira, according to the Rambam, we don't hold like Reb Shimon. The Gatzazach is one big non sequitur. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. The second part of the Shaila, as Rashi says, it goes like Rabbi Yaisi. It's our Rabbi Yaisi. You go and you think about one of the Chalas by the Kitzat Zeres. The rest of one is not. It does not become Pigel. You think about one of the Star by Lechem Apanim, the Elder Seder. It's not become Pigel. So Shaila is two minim or one min. Also, non-sequitur, at all. And yet, and there, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yaisi. Of course, we don't like Rabbi Yaisi. Why would it have to hold it? It's not even relevant at all. The problem is, when the Rambam brings the halachis that we have, of Shnei Alechem, he brings the din of Lechem upon him. Right after that, he brings this din that we have over here, and he says that just like we hold over there, so we hold over here also. What's going to happen? You're mefagel by one of the lachmei taida. You're mefagel by one of the chalachalas or the rekikin, or one of the chalas, the whole thing becomes pink. Just make me the kasha or the ramba. What's irrelevant? What's the ramba bringing it for over here? Not relevant to us. Don't shilas, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon, that we don't paskin like. Don't shilas, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yaisi. We also don't paskin like it. So what's the ramba bringing it anyway? Look, Lech HaPanim is the Mishnah's example that, again, where we have Lechites from Yaisi and the Rabbanim. Not that Chami, so by that Lech HaPanim, it's certainly a whole thing. You can't be Mephagil only on one of the starim. So they're here because we don't hold like that. So why would he say the same thing over here? Here we have the Rabbanim here, Yitzai Pilip Sohamakdosh. So he says the following. Hikter Shnei HaBazichin. Hashem and Shnei Kibsei Atzeres. He says, Tushi Kibsei Atzeres. V'chashem lechol achas b'shnei achalos l'machar. Shnei impigol. Fine, of course. He also like Rabbanim, but I don't like Rabbi Yaisi at all. Very good. Dvarim pshutim ma'ayt ma'ayt. Then he says another thing. Hikdeh shnei abazichim hu mechashem lechol echad b'shnei astarim. He has kavanah to eat one of the starim Amlechem apanim chutz lismana lebachar. Shtei asva, shtei astar pigel. Both of the starim are pigel. Of course. He passes like Rabbanan, the Raki, and Rabbi Yossi. Of course. Now what? V'chein im chosha machshavas hazman. The achas mechalas ha-toida. He does it with one of the chalas of the toida. Or biachas mechalas minchas mafei sadur. Or one of the chalas of the minchas mafei sadur. Are kol achalas pigol. All the chalas are pigol. What is he? Don't the Kesef Mishnah. Come to Kesef Mishnah. Oh, wait. So come to Kesef Mishnah. And he says, why does he paskin like that? Why does he paskin the gabi this and all the other ones become pigo? He says, Bayad Rav Yechanan, this is a Bayah Shaila of Rav Yechanan, who pashtua mi brisa, mi baras pashtun it from a brisa. This is Rav Yechanan Shaila. They paskin Rav Yechanan, they resolve it from a brisa. And that's why the Rambam paskin, like the brisa. What do you mean? The Rambam paskin is resolved by a brisa. Tulsi was only with the Rabbi Yossi the Shaila. The Rambam has to bring the psak and this halacha, like the Rabbanin who argued with Rabbi Yossi. There was no such bile of the Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was clearing the Shaila, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, and they finally paskin it. But if you don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, the whole Shaila is a moot point.
Oh, true. The halacha is like the Rabbanin.
So. But the sugya is a sugya of leaving to Rabbi Yossi. Why would the Rambam bring it? It obviates the whole need for the Rambam to bring it. I guess the Mishnah is also, by the way. I think we would have asked anybody where they went out the Kesef Mishnah. But the Kesef Mishnah is saying, the Rambam paskins, because that's how the Gemara paskins the Shaila that the Gemara had for a suffix. Well, Shaila, I'll leave it, the whole Shaila was law, I'll leave it the Hilchasa. So what's the Rambam bringing? The whole Shaila and Katkhila was law, I'll leave it the Hilchasa. It wasn't relevant to us, the Shaila. We all make Rabbanim. Unless you say, like the way Rabbi Yerlach is saying, the Rambam didn't learn the Gemara like Rashi. He learned it that the Shaila for some reason. It was like the Rabbanan, even if you don't know like Rabbi Yossi. And by the way, even if you don't know like Rabbi Shimon, by Michlis Mafei Sadur. Shaila by Michlis Mafei Sadur, he's bringing it because the Mishnah is saying that it goes with somehow when the Rabbanan, you're going to have to use it for Michlis Mafei Sadur also that love this. That the Rabbanan also we have the Shaila in. What will be the Shaila? By a Michlis Mafei Sadur, according to the Rabbanan, why would there have be a Shaila? After all, let me say one thing here. We know all Menachos are divided up into 10 Chalas. When we talk about the Michlis Mafei Sadur, we have the uniqueness. A Michlis Silas Rashi holds also is divided up into 10 Chalas. We have Rashi on Daf Ayin Vav, and Rashi says over there, in the Ksav Yad, even Avada, Machmas and Marcheshes, a Michas Machmas and Marcheshes have 10 Chalas. But even a Michas Silas has it, Rashi holds. Here we have a Rashi. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, and I involve it with Aleph. Kol HaMenachas, all Menachas have 10 Chalas.
It was later. It's
what?
It's not later. Later in the Chalas.
Later, what do you mean?
Because
he split the Michalas afterwards,
yeah,
you mean? But Afu became, but still, is it Kol HaMenachos Bos Eser Eser? Chalais U'Minchas Silas Nami Afal Gav Dekoidem Afia Nikmetzes. Mabish Mavardik, exactly what you're asking. Even though the Kovitz comes before the Afia, Afila Lachi Eser Chalas Kaabdilai, Avo Bikei, he makes it into 10 Chalas. The Afia is going to take place later. When do you make it into the 10 Chalas? You do that before even Smashma. And Avo Bikei, so there, the Machmas and Marcheshes, it's also the same thing. So there's a Briska Rav. It's such a thing that we have. What's the difference? There's a difference. If you look at the parsha that we have in Vayikra, let me just read it that we have over here by Yikra, in Parshas by Yikra, I mean, where it's coming to list all the menachos that we have, the Bechas Nadava. So we have at the beginning of Sefer by Yikra, Parshas by Yikra. Here we have the following. Nefesh ki sakriv, karban minchal Hashem, silas iya karbana. Okay. What do you do with it? Yatzalah Hashem, and Asadallah Levina, you bring Shem and Levina, all the things that we spoke. Then what? Come as we shamalah, kum to misol, kum ishamna. You take from the, you take a kaimitz from the silas, you shem it. And vihita kayet as haskarasa, bizbecha. And then by the service with Hamincha, the Kaihana meet. Fine. By Machmas and Macheshes, Silas by Shemet Tayosa, Hey Mesa Samincha, the same thing, Harry Medal with Hamincha, Saskarasa, you take the Kaimitz and you bring it on the Mizbeah. By the service with Hamincha, Liar and Olvana, Kaddish Kadoshim, Yishay Hashem. All these things, you divide up into 10 chalas. But the pasuk doesn't say a word about it. Yeah, yeah, of course. If the kohanim eat it when they're chalas, and if they're baked, the chabad, of course. But the proof there is a din by all of them that you need 10 chalas, but not. But the pasuk never says a word about it. We look at minchas mafei sanur. If he sacrificed carbon, minchas mafei sanur. Silas, you big Silas. Chalais, matzais, belulais, vashemen, or rekike, matzais, mishuchai, vashemen. The Mishkarab. Avada, there's a din of 10 chalas by Or Benachas. But the din of 10 chalas that we have by a minchas, mafei sador, becomes an integral part of the chalashem of the mincha, that the chalas of one, that it's divided up into two chalas. The chalas are an integral part of what the shem of the mincha is. Therefore, let's say, he'd be mefagel by certain ones of the chalas and not by the other chalas. It's yitachet that over here, the din of pigle will be different than the din of pigle that you have by the other ones. It's not stop part, it's not, doesn't have the because of the shem of the chalas that there are. Just part of the seder of the mincha, how you go about doing the hakrova of the mincha. Mashenkin over here, it's yitachen, according to the Rambam. This is something where each one's considered a shame before Yatzma. But maybe Shaykh, according to the Rambam, then you have the same thing, that only that part's going to be pigle, it's not going to be by the other part. So therefore, it'd be necessary for the Rambam to come, the Shaila of the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan would be not only in Rabbi Yaisi. The Shaila would be a Shaila in the Rambam also. That's why the Rambam would be able to bring it, and it wouldn't be such a kasha according to the Rambam. Why the Rambam brings it? He holds that the Shaila of the Gemara is not only like Rashi and by Reb Shimon, who holds that it's by Chas Metz Chalas Metz Rikikin. And no, it's by all Chalas. It can be all Chalas. It'll be the same thing. It won't be any different. But Yachas, even let's say by a Mincha that you had 10 Chalas, does make a difference. What? Now, so what will happen there by Lach Beitayda? But there, okay, it could be Lach Beitayda. I think by Lach Beitayda, it'll certainly be good. Because Lach Beitayda is certainly part of the Chalai Shem. I don't know if the Briskarov says it'll be Lach Beitayda, but Lach Beitayda wouldn't bother me at all if you go with this Mahalach. By Lach Beitayda, it's Mavada part of the Tzura of the Taida. You have to have 40 Chalas. In which case, when you're coming to me with Fagel, one group, or whatever the din is, that over there, they're two separate entities. And therefore, it's possible that even according to the Rabbanan, the din of Psul Pingel would not be the Sebastian to all the other ones, where it's part of the Etzim Chal Hashem of what the Mincha is. In which case, so the Rabbah would learn Behechrich. The Rabbah is going to learn the Gemara, not like Rashi. He won't learn that it's going out with the Reb Shimon. And he will not learn that it's going like Rabbi Yaisi. The Shaila be a Shaila according to the Rabban, and also.
But then when you go on the Shaila should be on Mount
Misanu. On what?
On Mount Misanu. That's the Eka Shaila should be.
Mount Misanu on what?
Mount Misanu.
Yeah. It could be by Lach Beitayda. The two Shailas could be by Lach Beitayda also. It could be by Lach Beitayda also. Oh. And Adarabu. He's saying there would not be any Shaila by Amin Chas Silas. There wouldn't be any shayla by a machmas or by a cheshes. It's only going to be a shayla by a machmas or by a
feisad. The answer why it's called a machmas,
why would it be a shayla? Why is it not different than lechem aponim or shayla? Maybe it is. It is. Because over here, it's part of the shev of the mincha itself that makes it more of a reason. It's more of a reason because each one has its own part of the shev of the carbon. It might be a reason to deal with them as separate entities more than the way it is by lechem aponim. You have this, it's a mass of 12.
What about shtei lechem?
So you have to be mechalik in that over here. Here the Gemara tells us, let me say one thing here. The Gemara brings the price in afterwards. Bishas, I think what we see over here is a gevaldik gezach. We take a look at this price, Tana Rabban. How are you mefagel? We know, what is the classic case of pigul? You're mefagel by an avayna, and you have makshav as chutzlisban to eat a kezayis. Or be makter kezayis. Pigle is pigle. Why? The reason is because pigle and zrika, the eat that you did, each one being a half a kezayis, they're mitzdarf to make one big kezayis. He gives the army another version of the same thing is. Shchita zrika the tarvayu matirin in. What about Kabbalah b'halacha lo? Must be your mitzarif Kabbalah. You can't do it because they're not matirin. The ikid the amri hanat the baracha can. They can be mefagel, and maybe even the kolshkein hani the mekarvin, and maybe kolshkein the other ones they can be mekarif. That's a shaila. Which avayda should be mitzarif? Which avayda should not be mitzarif? But the Gemara holds, you would be able to take a shechita on a pig with a machshavas pigul on a chatzis zayis. You can be mitzarev with a zrika of machshavas chatzis zayis. And together they form a maisa pigul. There are two ways. I have a big problem with this. Were you mefagel by the shechita? No. We befagel by the zrika? No. What do you mean? Two things that are meaningless? What does this mean exactly? L'chaira, what we have, it should be totally in a machlekes that we have between the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba against a shita of a Tesis HaRosh and Tesis and Baba Kama. Rishayim all asked the Kasha, when the Mishnah get Kayanim Shepiglu b'Migdash, the did is he passes it and he's chayiv to pay. If you hold Hezek Sheino Nicker, Shmei Hezek, then Abadi has to pay. If not, then he has to pay Absa to Rabbanim. So the Rishayim say, you see in this Mishnah that it's a regular Maisa Abasik, but it's not Chayim. You don't tell me he's Prater because of Grama. And they want to know, why isn't it that he's Prater on Grama? What is the Makshava? What is the Psula Pigle? You have a Makshava Psula, and whenever you have a Makshava Psula, and that's the reason that it passes because of the Psula of Grama or Garmi, but it's not because of a regular Maisa Hezek. And isn't this Tully, whether Garbi is Chayev or Shmitali, Remeir, whether Garbi is Chayev or Garbi, or you're not Chayev, I'll stay in the Garbi because it's a Groma. It's not a Maisa Hezek. And why, how can it be Chayev? Even if you hold Hezek Sheino Nicker is Chayev, how can it be Chayev? But Makamir, the whole thing is only a Groma Bialma. If you hold that, Garbi is Father, especially. Comes a Ramban, Ramban is in Kutras Nida the Garmi. Comes to Rajba. It says, this is not a case of Grama. This is a case of a Maisa Hezek. And this touches on the very fundamental update of what pigol is. What is pigol? What's the lumpness of what pigol, that pigol could go and create the psul? Is it that the machshava is kaveya? What kind of a shechita it is? Person is shechting. Let's say he was benavel by the shechita. He made it into an avela. It's a psul, and they had some shechita. The mice are shechita. It's like Gemara calls tabachuman shekilu. He didn't do the shechita properly. Made it into the avela. Over here, if a person thinks by the shechita of Akshav Absulah, the shechita becomes a shechita of Fagelis. It's a possible shechita. It's not that it's a psul of Akshav that there at the time of the shechita. It happens to affect, and what he does is that when he thinks that Akshav by the shechita, he infuses into the Maisa shechita a kayak that the shechita becomes a different kind of a shechita. It's a shechita mefagelis. The shechita is a shechita that's mefagel. Therefore, they say this is not a case of psul machshava. This is a maisa hezek. He affected the maisa shechita that instead of it being a regular maisa shechita, it becomes a shechita spigo. It's a shechita mefagelis, and that's the reason it's possible. Shalolishma is a different thing. We could say the same thing by shalolishma. But wait. We're talking about the way it works by pigol. That's how the Rabban and the Adam Garmi learns it. That's how the Rashba, that's how the Ritva learns it. The other place is the same kashin, but the Kabbal Dafkuf. Well, Dafkuf, place is this. Why should I tell the Grub and Garmi? So place, it's a Chiddush HaTorah by pigol. That even though maybe it should be Grubba, the Torah was Makshiv, that Makshava, that it has the Kayach to do things that normally you can't do. Therefore, even though maybe it is the machshava that passes, but Aval Pikein, you're going to be chayav anyway because that's a chiddush hatayra, the koyach of being mefagel, which means that we have a fundamental machlokes in the whole lumdus of how pigol works in the mechanics. Is it that the shechita is mefagel? The shechita is nothing. So what is the role of the shechita? It can be mefagel really any time. You do, the Hashem works only when you're Isaac in the Avodas HaKarbon. You're not Isaac, go to sleep at night, then go and you think about, I'm going to eat a chutzlis ba'ano. Maybe it should have pigol also, but it doesn't. The Xeris HaKosim of pigol is, you're Isaac in the Avodah at the time of the Avodah, at that time your Machshava passes it. But it's not that the Avodah itself now becomes infused, engendered with the Kayach to be mefagel by itself. What's the mefagel? The avaida is mefagel, the shechita is mefagel, or is it the machshava is the machshava that's mefagel? I have a problem. If you learn like Taisarosh, I can hear it doesn't bother me this at all. You can think of a machshava on a half a kezias at the time of the shechita, and then you can think about another machshava on a half a kezias at some other time of the avaida. But if you're going to tell me that it's the shechita that's mefagel, it's not a shechita that's mefagel, it's only a chatzis zayis. You did, then you were mefagel at the time of this rika. Were you mefagel? Nothing. How you mitzarif nothing with nothing to make a big chatzis zach? You mitzarif a chatzis dover with another chatzis dover. A chatzis dover, half and half does not make a whole. Right? If the thing itself is something which is of no consequence, mitzorif together with something else with no consequence. How do you make a two and a fight on fagelis? A shechit on fagelis you did not have. Zrika on fagelis you did not have. So how do you mitzorif a shechit with a zrika with neither one of them is meaningful at all? What? What do you mean, Yom Kippur? By eating, you mean? It's a hemshach of an achilu. You do it teich achilus pras, so you have a chatzis zayis. Whether that's a chiddush of teich achilus pras, it's one. It's called like mamas vachas. That's that part is nothing according to that. That wouldn't be something. Maybe it could be something we have a chatzis shir, maybe at the most. But this is not a little chatzis shir. How are you going to make the chalais pigol over here? If you don't have a shechita, you don't have a zrika. Quite anyway, how does it work? What we see over here is, Zach, maybe But maybe I should just say another nafkamina, we can have the copy this, perhaps. The Gemara says in the Darim, we have the din of Kainim Shepigmu Bemigdash to be Mefagel. So the Ran asked the question, how can a Kayin be Mefagel of the carbon of Israel? What happens to the din of Eidon of Isaac Tom Shayna Shalom? I can't come into somebody's thing. I have to go, I think, I make it to, I bow down to somebody's thing to make it into an Ovid Azar. Can't do that. Comes the Ran. Very good. Excellent. So comes the Ran. The Ran says, he does an idea the Meisr. He does an idea of Meisr Shchiter, or Meisr Zrika. And other Meisr don't be changed to the idea of Meisr. Yeah, it's similar. The Rush asked the same kasha in the Dharam. Why? What happened at a Meisr don't be changed to the idea of Meisr? And the Rush has to go depend on a different mandamrim. Of why, and the Rosh does not answer like the Ran, that it's not called Ayyadei Mice. The Rosh has to deal with this Kasha in a completely different way. What are they arguing about? The Ran is 100% you're doing it Ayyadei Mice. The Rosh holds it's not called Ayyadei Mice. During the Mice Avaida, that's the occasion, that's the backdrop for where you're Machshava to be able to work, but that's not that the pig will start Ayyadei Mice. The way the Rav learns, what does it mean you can be mefagel by the Shechita? That Shechita is not merely a backdrop. The Shechita is what's mefagel. The Zrika is what's mefagel. I mean, that's the reason it's going to be able to work. Well, it's called Ayyadei Maisa. According to other Rishonim, it's not called Ayyadei Maisa. I have somewhat of a problem. You have to understand how this works also. If a person is mefagel, the Gemara says in Zvachim there's no Malkus. Why is it that there is no Malkus? The Gemara says the reason is? Let's say again. Let's say that's Lav Sheva Meisim. Now, if you learn like Taish, we understand it's a Lav Sheva Meisim. According to the Ritvan, according to the Ramban, according to the Rajma, why is it that there's no Malkus? It's Lav Sheva Meisim. Why is it Lav Sheva Meisim? So what's the answer? The answer is to do a shechita fagelis. Yeah, it's my shechita. That's my fagel. Why is that a lav sheva meisa? What? But that's like, first of all, I don't know why not. But even if we'll say it, doesn't say because he gave a cake of asra. It's called it a lav sheva meisa. The Gemara is vachem. Why? No. That doesn't mean it's not a miser. That's our problem. It's not because the answer to the thing itself is not going to be a. Just because you can't do it, let's say I'll be Mefago. It's called a. It's called a Lav Sheish Mamaisa, an apostle for being an anus. Let's say I'll like the Shechon Aruch in order to be an A, a Psul Rosh and Leanus. You have to be a Lav Sheish Mamaisa. But why didn't say that? He said it's because Lav Sheva Meisa. Why is it Lav Sheva Meisa according to them? What? Oh, I'm impressed. Somebody should listen and say, well, Mamish, so he's Kibak said, Mamish, wonderful. He's mechabitein the shepsul and the iser. The shepsul's avada, the way we're saying, they're saying. But what is the lav of layech hashev? The lav of layech hashev is pure machshava. When you have that lav of layech hashev, it doesn't mean don't do that which creates the psul of chalais pigol. It says don't have the machshava. When you have the machshava, then the parsha pigol takes over. It's a whole different lumdus, the psul of the pigle, as opposed to the lav. That's what he's saying. It was very lumdish, I think. Very nice. Very nice. In which case, I was saying, that's why it's going to be enough comedian how we look at it over here. So now the Shaila is. According to Tosis, we understand Shad in the Gemara. But according to the way the Ran learns, not the way the Ran, we're saying in the Ran, in the Dharam, or in the Rajma, in Gittin, the Ritva in Gittin, the Ramban and Kutras needed to guard me, the Gabe then. So how do they learn over here? This thing. That you can be mitzaref a half-baked shmul and a half-baked shchita with a half-baked zrika, and together, Machmen, I got some point them over here, they got me one of makes. Over here, the government, you're able to be mefagel, even though the shechita is one which is of no consequence, and the zrik is one of no consequence. How should we understand this Gemara? If we learn that the lumbness of pigul is a lumbness where it's so linked in the maisa itself, it's the maisa of mefagel. And it's not just the machshama that's mefagel. I see Uri has something to say over here. So go ahead, speak. Come on, everybody else has plenty to say. So yeah. You might as well say what you want to say also. Go ahead.
It's nitvas alideda maisa. Even on the other, it's nitvas alideda maisa. Even in all those rishonim, it's nitvas alideda maisa. So it's chal the carbon.
No, about it's chal the carbon.
But it's nitvas alideda maisa.
It's the maisa abayda that does.
But it's alideda maisa that it's nitvas and not carbon. Carbon. So I, even a chati zayis is chal.
I can say better than that.
No, that's the.
No. Come on, you can do better than that.
The din of the shear doesn't take away from the maisa. The maisa is a maisa even if it doesn't have a shear. It's just that it doesn't have the chalos that you need unless it has the whole kazayas.
Actually, it would not be like that at all, though. The shear of other plays an important role. The shear defines whether the maisa is a maisa.
Yeah, you see, like, chatzis shear as a Torah, you would know the shear doesn't define the yisr. Yisr is there without the shear.
If you're doing the maisa on a chatzis shear, the maisa is not something which could be mefagel. It's not enough.
It can't be mefagel because that's a tnai in it, but it doesn't say that there's no issue.
And they did not go into though.
All right. I hope Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, next week we'll come back to this. And I'll say, what? What time next week? It can't be the same time? Getting a little early? The Bible, let's keep it the same way, and then afterwards we'll change it. All right. So that's a chef. Next week, I don't want to take up more time. Okay, so we'll do this. All right, Ari, you can do better than that. Okay. All right, we'll start with this next time. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.